bursting up my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Would you sing it without the musicians? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Amen. Let's just bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, that's the cry of every heart, Lord. And to think how the prophet of God said that, Lord, we're blessed. As the scripture says, blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. We're blessed for thirsting tonight, Lord. Lord, and we just come before you, Lord, saying, bread of heaven, feed me, Lord. Something deep crying out, Lord. We don't want bread of Stephen, Lord. We want bread of heaven, Father. Lord, because that will satisfy us, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for your presence here, Lord, that you're with us, Lord, as you promised. Lord, feed your people, Lord. Just, Lord, as David said in Psalms 23, Lord, just lead us beside this still waters tonight, Lord. Just restore our soul, Lord. Lord, lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just commit this service in your hands now in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening. God bless you, each one. I feel I should be the one having a mask on after doing it 40 hours a week. And to be having people to have it. So God bless you for being the ones to wear masks tonight. Thank you so much. And it's amazing how one little thing can just change everything. It's seemingly, you know, it's just a circumstantial, but it's so good to have each one of you here tonight and just excited for what the Lord has for us. Just wanted to take a little thought tonight. Maybe we'll just do a little bit of a Bible study, but just asking the Lord, just, we don't want to just study the Bible because we want to hear from the Lord tonight. And just to take a little thought, out of Isaiah 58:13, which is such a good, there's so much hidden in this scripture, and it was something that was a game changer in my walk with the Lord, where it brought the mechanics to the dynamics, because I saw the Lord was really calling me and connecting me to this scripture, because it created something that wasn't in me to be in me, by just showing how it can happen in this scripture. So if we could just stand in honor of the word this evening. And let's just read in Isaiah 58. And let's go down and let's just read it starting at verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and shall satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Wow, what a beautiful picture. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Many generations. This is restoration. There's something here so wonderful, and that's, I know, what we love to see is restoration of one soul. And here he's saying of generations. My, my. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee in the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Let's just ask the blessing, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, I didn't understand this scripture, Lord, but something miraculous happened, Lord, when you began the process of quickening this to me, Lord, and I'm still being quickened by it, Lord, because it is life and not just a study. Lord, would you quicken it to each heart tonight, Lord, that it may be a blessing in their life, and that your word, Lord, may be quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord, to do surgery, to enlighten the eyes, Lord, to burn the hearts, Lord, to change, Lord, our daily conversations, Lord, to change our daily walk, Lord. Lord, so that it's not just I want to, but it's I'm delighting in, Lord, and I'm walking in you, Lord. We ask it now in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So something that was just a little part of this that just been sticking out to me so much is when we call something. And you think about it, it's so generic. Words become so generic. But yet, a lot of times we don't understand something because we use it so many different ways in the English language. And because we aren't Jewish people and have Hebrew and have the Hebrew pictograms and have everything that can parse it out down to the very verb and tense and letters look like pictures. And you really go, oh, that's what it is. And so we'll try not to get too deep on a Wednesday night, because I know that it's night and it's not morning, and it's a work night, and I know people have to get up early, but I know that the Spirit quickeneth. So if he can quicken the dead to life, he can quicken the sleepy to energy. Amen. So just keep pulling. But you look at it, how it says in verse 12, thou shalt be called. And it's interesting how that the Lord called those that are reading this. You'll be called the repairers of the breach. So he gave them a name. And what's interesting about that I've been studying about calling is naming. We already see that right now. Calling is connecting words to the spirit realm and to anointing, which is wonderful. So we see this, how, you know, how Brother Bram said, I don't call you any church, call you church, but I call you bride. You know, that's, you know, paraphrasing what he said, but he's saying, because he was trying to make them see something. You'll hear it so many times in his sermons where I just want you to see it. And he says, so I'll just say this, you know, instead of calling you church, I'll call you bride. And it's connecting them to their calling, to their naming. There's something that I'm just on the tip of it, because there's so much in this that I had to push aside, because it would just take a whole nother subject on things. Because we see this in spiritual warfare. We see this in perversion, where something is being called. We know COVID-19 is the devil. It's being called something, but it really is just the devil. So it's in disguise. There's so many other things that we can say. You know, you say, well, just call it how it is, Stephen. Because it actually says, don't be deceptive when you're calling. Name it what it really is. Because we could say that something is one thing, but behind it is another spirit. So, but again, we don't want to go too deep tonight. So, but there's something that's so wonderful here, how that this person is called the repair of the breach. And then it says that if you turn your foot away from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. Why would it say call the Sabbath a delight? So it's saying this person they're doing their pleasure because they want to. They're not saying, oh man, you know, God's got to save me from something, so I better do my own pleasure until he redeems me. No, but that's right. And so we see that there was something in that person, like there was in me when the Lord was dealing with my heart, when he was just rebooting me all over again, and how that that our desires, as we get closer and we see the that picture of the seven church ages, and we're the darkest age, and we're in the age of lovers of pleasure, you know, more than lovers of God. And you can feel that closing over us. We've got so many choices on what we can do on a Friday night. And it can be documentaries. It can be something so wonderful as just studying something, or it could be looking up, some neat news resource, and it could be nothing wrong. But yet, how it's, we're putting our desires and our attention and our effort and our time and our heart into something that's could be just inert, or just taking our time, just robbing our time, just consuming us by reason of just default, where it's not in Christ. And how that it's connecting us. If we can say that again, from the naming, the calling, the connecting. And I'm just going to start writing these words down, just how that, we see, just so we have focus, how if you look at calling equals connecting, I don't know if you all can see that online. God bless you all. Calling equals connecting, naming. And this brings anointing, and it brings character. You look at how we name our children because we want certain character, certain virtue, certain aspects. There's so much in that. So that it says, if you call the Sabbath a delight, if you call something, when you speak it out loud, your words, it's telling you something. And it's connecting you with a new desire that you want. We could say, well, the Lord knows my heart, and I'm just going to, maybe I'll just keep going closer to the Lord, and I'll just kind of just keep reading my Bible and praying. But he wants us, he's the high priest of our confession. So we see that there's something with confession. And this is, you could say, well, this is not directly related to calling, but we see there's so much in this, because we're calling ourselves healed. That's the confession. We're saying, I'm healed. Like the man that the Lord said, you're healed. Now just testify. So we see it's confession is testifying. It's declaring. It's declaring something that's already happened, but we're letting everybody else know it happened. And whilst Minnesotans don't usually do that much, very much, do we? We and it's something that we could say, well, that's between me and the Lord, right? I mean, there's some things that the Lord works on our hearts, and that's can be very private to us, and yet there's some things that God calls us to where it's giving him glory if we are declaring it, if we're confessing it, if we're testifying, and it brings something down for us. Amen. I mean, delighting, if you parse it out, D means to pull down, and then light, right? So we're pulling down something. We're connecting to something. And of course, we can go into other meanings of delight, of just something that's pleasurable to us. And yet we are speaking something over us. We could say, we could do it in the mechanical and say, I love vegetables. I love vegetables. And we inside us, we don't believe a thing. Nothing has changed, right? Right? And yet we could, while we're sitting there, with a donut. Why? Because we love donuts and we don't love vegetables. And yet we'll look at those vegetables as we eat them and say, this is good for me. And you're saying it out loud and you're telling yourself. And this isn't a pep talk tonight to just be better people. But it's calling. There's something that happens, a dynamic, miraculous thing that God wants for us to call something. Because the scripture says, it's another way of saying, speaking things that be as not as though they were. So speaking things that aren't a reality in this realm as though they were already manifested in this realm. And that connects, that's something that connects. Because it says, calling it a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him. So again, it's the calling and the action. So we go from, and it was interesting because this is way back in the days, and I'm not preaching to anybody in particular, but I was really struggling with playing frisbee golf on Sundays, and I loved it. We played every Sunday, and the Lord was just starting to deal with my heart. It wasn't something that I was trying to be legalistic or anything. I read this scripture, and you could say, well, Stephen, the Sabbath is His rest. He is the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. You don't have to honor the Sabbath. But it wasn't about that as the Sabbath so much that the Lord was working something mechanics to the dynamics of saying, Stephen, I want you to just take a step, a little tithing of that scripture and just honor me. Would you honor me and just not play sports on Sundays? And, you know, I mean, we've all watched, you know, Chariots of Fire, you know, where the man's, you know, he just got done preaching and two boys are just playing there. And he says, no, you want to honor God, you know, and that we could say, well, you're just under the Levitical, you know, we're in the New Testament. But yeah, there's something here that, again, just like tithing is just, it's just the beginning. It's not the end all. So we see that there was something that, and as I would be so miserable because I just saw this in there, and it wasn't about about the physical Sabbath, but it was just this little mechanic working into dynamic where I just started speaking it. You know, I want to just honor the Lord and I don't want to do this. And I just kind of separated myself from it and just wanted to honor Him. And then it says, nor doing thine own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure. And it started to become, you know, in the week now where it wasn't a Sunday thing. I want to find how to not do my own pleasure, but I want to find pleasure, Lord. And it's an everyday struggle. I'm not arrived by no means, but there was something where it was calling it. I want to call the Lord. I want to say, we could say prayer. Let's just say this, you know, our desire for prayer. Oops, excuse me. Right. You know, we in our own self, in our own flesh have a label for this, right? We say prayer. Oh man. No time, right? No time, too busy for a long prayer. How about hour of prayer? Let's say hour, just to make it even more, where we hear more things, right? Too busy. There's so many things that come up in our mind where we would say, oh Lord, I want to, because there is the desire, like strong desire. But yet we're saying, I don't know if I just could have that sweet hour prayer and do that every day, but I can have a sweet hour of phone every day. I do. I have sweet hour. I'm just being trying to be honest and not funny. Is that I have a sweet hour of phone time, and it's something that I could have time with the Lord instead, and it's doable. It's attainable. And yet, what if I just said, you know what? I'm not going to call it no time and too busy, and I'm not going to call it, you know, my time to relax. To relax. You know, and I might fall asleep. All these things. It's just saying, no, I'm just going to relabel that. And I'm just going to call it instead delight. I'm just going to call over it. I'm going to speak over my prayer time with the Lord because it connects us with the desire. And it connects us to the anointing. You know how Brother Bram said, he said, you know, someone will say, I'll say a prayer for you. He says, don't say a prayer. Pray a prayer. And I just want to get into that a little bit tonight, just as an example of this. Because it's hard to say a prayer. Because it's like, you know, Brother Donald says, oh Lord, help Michelle to have a good day. And what is that? It's our brain just like thinking, Michelle, oh man, she's such a great lady, sister in Christ, you know, help her to have a good day, the end. Rather than this like connecting, right? There's no connecting, with the anointing, with this, what's the heart of God for Michelle? And connecting with the heart of God. I know you all have had that before where you're like, there was a time where I said a prayer and there was a time where I prayed a prayer and it was connecting with the heart of God. Amen. Praise God. me just get to where I'm at in my notes. Because we have that where we want to, there's a scripture, there's a word in the Greek, and it means when we're yoked with Christ, it's bearing alongside. And it's this, it's not just saying, oh Lord, pray through me, because it's our heart is aching too. But we've captured his heart and we're pulling, because it says we're yoked with him. It's not just, we're just behind in the cart and he's pulling he's the one in the yoke. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a really good quote. He said, Brother Ben's talking about this. This is from Let Us See God. In preaching 59. All right, come now, brother. Believe. Come, my brother. Come, you get the blessings of the Lord. I lay my hands upon you, brother. In Jesus' name, may he be healed. Granted. Everybody believing, have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe now. So he's in a prayer line. Just because we don't stop with every person just doesn't mean, but I just don't want the vision to, he says, it's something connects in you when you speak to the people. You know what I mean? It connects. And then that's it. See? It makes you weak. And he's saying that we're talking about that intercession. It's something that connects with the people. And he says, just a moment. Something happened in the audience. If you believe, you'll never have the bladder operation. The sister shouts. You've touched the border of his garment, sister. What did she touch? Tell me what she touched. It's impossible for her to touch me from there. But she did. Now let me tell you something. She's sitting there right there praying, God, let him call me. Again, it's the spoken word connecting with the need and bringing that anointing for her healing. And that's what I'm trying to get to, is that it's not positive thinking. It's not, you know, saying 10 affirmations in the mirror every morning to be the best person you can be. Is that she's praying, Lord, may he just call to me. So it's amazing how that, it's again, we're touching Jesus. We're not touching positive thoughts. And it's not just about positive thinking, but when we call something, it brings down an anointing for us. There's something that's connecting us that is so wonderful in there. You know, in Ephesians 4, I believe it is, Paul said, pray that the Lord would give us utterance. And we know that word in the Greek is logos. So that's the very essence of who God is. And utterance is to speak forth. That's through human lips. And yet it's connecting. When it's God, you know, taking over our vocal cords, it's connecting us now to speak what he wants us to speak. So it's not just a simple prayer, saying a prayer. It's this beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, but you think about even speaking Ephesians 4:15, one of our favorite scriptures, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. And how many wants to grow up into him? And yet, the first thing it comes with is speaking the truth in love. And us Minnesotans, we're going to say it, we're going to speak over ourselves. We're going to say us Christians are coming away from that old former conversation of Minnesotanites and all that, you know, because we and are becoming, and to be able to speak to one another. You think about this. How many people would say, you know, oh, you dirty bird, such and such and such, and not think about it. What if I just said, bless you, Peter, and the virtuous man that you are. What would that do? To speak that, to call that over him. We see, let's go to Judges chapter 6 and just see this in action. When we call something, what it connects, what it kindles. You think about how someone being, a calling is a, you know, we always think of calling as in like, hello, but yet someone can have a calling from God for their whole life. And that was a one time where God called them. We always hear about the angel in the cave where he gave him his commission. He called him. And let's just, so Judges chapter 6. And let's go down to verse 11. An angel appears to Gideon. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. He was not showing any signs of being just bold and out there. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And we all have all heard this in Sunday school, you know, like, wow. And he's looking around, who? Me? Mighty man of valor? What was he doing? He was calling him to a calling to be a mighty man of valor. He was speaking over. He was connecting him. He was naming him that. And you look at, if you look in the original Hebrew of what that means, because he didn't just say, oh, mighty man. He said, oh, mighty man of valor. That it means this, it means there's so many words to describe it in the original Hebrew. It means a brave man, a mighty man, a champion, an upright man, the mightiest, the strongest. That's what he was saying over him. And if you look at that, of valor, it means the valiantest. That's a word. And that's in the Strong's. So that's one's, I can just hear Brother Derek on the online. That one's for you. The valiantest. He was calling Gideon the valiantest. And just to think, it wasn't just to say, you know, like, well, Peter, we got a job for you, you know. You know, you're pretty, you know, you're pretty strong and this will get the job done. No, it was, he called him, let's just go back there and read it again. And said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Can you imagine an angel of the Lord? You'll always remember what the angel of the Lord told you for the rest of your life. And of course, we know that they're men of few words, but yet you know, maybe 30 years after that, because remember he became a judge, whenever he had a problem, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. Whenever he thought, oh man, is the Lord with me? Or oh man, when, like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, I'm 60 now, or I'm 70 now, O mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. Almighty man of valor, and I say that to each one of you, the Lord is with you, almighty brother and sister of valor. That it's calling this. We need to do this over each other. We need to speak this over ourselves. And we see what is Gideon's reaction to him. Oh, and Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, he's still having trouble with it. Again, because his paradigm in his mind is totally different in some ways, right? If the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us and circumstances and all this, and where be his miracles? And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And to think, what a great rhetorical question to ask. Have I not sent thee? And I just think, wow, Lord, you've sent each one of us. You've already called us. You've already said you're with us. Have I not sent thee? And yet sometimes we're unsure. And I think that this is good for us that are unsure. Lord, what are you calling me to? And he's busy saying, haven't I already sent you? And he said to him, oh, my Lord, with shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely. I just love the beautiful words the Lord speaks when he's calling. Surely I will be with you. Again he says it. And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And then he asks for a sign. Because we need something. The Lord knows we need something. Is that he gives us signs, because when we're in one state and we need to be brought to another, if, you know, can you imagine that? You know, that to see this process, this is again Isaiah 58:13 all over again. Is that someone from one place of carnal thinking is now brought into what God spoke over them. And you see, he was the one to lead the charge at the end. the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Again, he was speaking of what was being called over from him in the beginning. Praise God. He was speaking that was what the deliverance was. Praise God. And for us to speak it out loud, you know, faith comes by thinking, and thinking by the Word of God, or thinking on the Word of God. No, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so it's that we speak the Word of God over us. You know, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Speak that aloud. Don't just read it on paper, saints. You know, read the Word and say, you know, put your name in there. My soul shall make, I will declare his mighty acts among the people, among the heathen. And to be able to say it changes our atmosphere, connects us with everything that God is. Amen. We see this we talked about it in prayer. Speaking is connecting, calling, and what's coming out of the depths of your heart and God's, his spirit and yours yoked, pulling together, bearing alongside for the need you're praying about. Connecting problems to precepts, calling pain lying vanities, taking captive man's prognosis to God's promises, to take Satan's temptations to God's written laws. And like David said, if thy laws had not been lights, my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. So if delighting in God's laws made him so he didn't perish in his affliction, how much do we have to say, I delight in God's laws? And Brother Jason told me a story about how he went, when he first had Avery, how he would go to work and, you know, you always hear the kibitz and stuff at work where people wanted to speak negative. They want to call negative stuff and they want to label your relationships, with your spouses. And he said, you know, like, they're like, oh yeah, you get to go home to your kid now, and you know, oh, you know, poor you. And he's like, I love my time with my daughter. And he spoke it out loud back to them, and he spoke it. He says, I love my time with my daughter. I wouldn't miss a moment for anything. And he spoke it out loud, not only for them, but I know for him, so that because Satan's trying to relabel everything in our lives, you know, like that quote, one of my favorite quotes, where we bring a sacrifice of praise. Again, Isaiah 58 is taking our own pleasure now and doing what he delights in. No one wants to get up and jump and praise the Lord and just lift up their hands by themselves. And yet he says, Brother Branham says, we are kings and priests making sacrifices of our lips, praise to his name. And he says, I'm too tired. He says, the devil will tell you that till it takes you to hell. Why? Because they're speaking, praise means, oh, I'm too tired. I'm calling something over the top of my king and priesthood to say, oh, I'm just too tired. I can't, you know, I would clap my hands. I would raise my hands, but I'm just too tired. But yet, to think that that's what makes us perish in affliction, because it is, we put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's again that connecting us to the anointing of God rather than to the anointing of the devil. Amen. Praise God. We see this again, like in the tangible, just to help us understand. We see how that, like, the spirit of anointing was connected to prayer cloths. And you see, like, well, what does it have to do with calling? And yet, Brother Branham could pray over a handkerchief, or we'd hear the story in the Bible about the mantle being from Elijah to Elisha, or the man dying and falling into the pit onto Elisha's bones and coming back to life. And that is anointing now connected to the tangible. And it's again an example of how we have a spoken word connects anointing to now affect our mortal bodies. We see that, like, if you look, I didn't realize this. I looked at how prayer cloths, handkerchiefs, are mentioned over 1,100 times in Brother Branham's sermons about praying over handkerchiefs and prayer cloths. And yet he said, now, it's not about that. It's about touching Jesus. And we know that. This is not the church of the prayer cloth. This is the church, the mighty church of Christ, that it's a conduit, a carrier that connects anointing to something, how that someone will pin the prayer cloth over their heart. You know, and Brother Bram would even have instructions with every handkerchief and prayer cloth. You know, the Acts chapter 19, how it says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. To think that we don't even have to call over a person, that we can pray over a prayer cloth and say, if we can't get to someone, if someone else is going, say, would you, I just want to pray over this prayer cloth, or I want to pray over this this handkerchief, and would you just give this to them? And I've been praying over this for 5 weeks, and my tears and my prayers are with us. Would you give this to that brother out in Idaho? Is that is godly, and that's wonderful. Our prayers can do the same thing, but sometimes God allows that in His grace. And again, it was mentioned over 1,100 times in the sermons. But yet we see that's just in the tangible, the touch, being a conduit, and yet how that we know that speaking things is not as though they were. It's speaking by faith in the unseen, using that faith comes by hearing, not just by touching. And so again, it's that calling. I hope that's making sense all right tonight. An example of this, of testifying, of confessing, of declaring that we have to speak it out. Brother Bram has this quote in his presence from 62. I remember an old sister used to be here, Sister Graham Snelling's mother. She used to sit right here in the church, and she would sing, I just got over, I'm running, and I just got over and I can't sit down. She had just found something. I went over to that little color church over there in Louisville, and all of them just standing up there singing, I'm running up the King's Highway, just found it, and I took up the highway. And there's something about it when you find Christ. You cannot hold your peace any longer. The rest of your days, you are a changed person. For when life and life comes together, it makes a bright light. True, when the bulb connects with the wire, if it's a correct bulb, it's got to give light. So we're talking about calling, is connecting. How that when we're called by God, you know, just like the Eric Ludi, about how that once you're out of prison and He places that robe upon you, and you're just realizing that you're His. It just comes out of you. It's this, and it connects you because you're free. It's got to give light. When the current and the bulb gets together, there's nothing to do but scatter light. And that reminds me, whenever I hear scatter light, it reminds me of that time where Brother Bram says, oh Lord, just hover over your people tonight. And Lord, would you just maybe hover over one? And would you just burst forth and scatter all over your people? What is that doing? It's connecting, anointing to move God's people. And it starts with us, with Him calling us, because no man sought God at any time. And yet He calls us. And we, as creators, everything we say creates. For us to watch our mouth gate, what are we calling? So many times, you know, because Satan can't create, he can only pervert, right? So if he can give us inception in our mind and say, boy, Stephen, you're tired. Boy, you know, your job is hard. Boy, you don't have staff. Boy, you're wearing, you know, all this stuff with COVID. Say something about it. Just say something about it. And you say, boy, this is going to be a horrible week. And you've just called something over your whole week. You've connected something in the spirit to happen in the natural over your whole week. And Satan doesn't have to do anything anymore, because you just created, he used your mouth to create something, to call something. You know, I know a man that he wakes up his children every morning, he says, what are you? And they know, say, I am a child of God, or I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God, because He wants them to wake up every morning saying, to be speaking things not, I'm tired, I have to go to work today, I have to drag myself, we got to go to church tonight. It's this, you know, and it's for all of us. It's for me. I need this. And, you know, it's connecting with me. When it says, And when a man or woman is predestinated to eternal life and then they see the current of God, catch that bulb, it'll throw light everywhere it can. You might not be over a 10 watt, but you'll scatter what light you got. If you ain't a 500 watt, scatter 10 watt light. Give your light. Let your light so shine before men, then they might see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. We know that word let means to not prevent or forbid. Let your light shine. It's a culture of the day we live in, but we're not going to say it over us. We're not cultured anymore. We've got Christ and we're growing up into Him. That we're to scatter light. I remember one time, just to show you, like, there's so many neat testimonies where Stephen finally got out of the way and got and obeyed once in a while. And I remember after church, and oh, but this doesn't make me cry, because it's that connecting and calling and speaking over someone what happened to us. And I remember I was going home, and it was when we were living in Randy Linnell's, and I just heard something say, "You need to go to the gas station." And I didn't need gas. And I was like, "Okay, well, Lord." And I was like, "No, I'm not going to reason away something the Lord has." So I dropped the family off. It was after church on a Wednesday night. And I went in there, and there was a young man at the counter, and I was just looking for where do you want me to spread light? Where do you want me to scatter light? Where do you want me to call out and connect people with you? And there was a young man at the counter, and we just started talking, and you could just feel, like Brother Bram said, something's fixing to happen. And you can feel it. And you know it gives you confidence because you're not trying to make something happen. You're not just trying to say, "Yay, I say unto thee, you know, blah, 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 blah," and then just walk out and be like, "Well, I did my good deed for the day. Oh, man, I'm spiritual." But you're just, you know, you can feel it in your heart. God's waiting to happen. God's waiting to connect. And in that moment, I remember saying to him, "Your soul is worth 10,000 worlds to God. He loves you and I love you." And it was, the look on his face was as if he's seen Jesus. That's connecting to Christ. And he was looking at me, "How do you know this?" And I said, "You know," and his name was Phil, and I said, "You know what your name means?" And I was talking about it. "How do you know it?" "My middle name is Philip." And I was just speaking life over him. And it wasn't a KTS life where it's this encouraging drum you up and give you some fun and leave you hanging because you don't really have true joy and you don't have really life. You just have drums and cool looking and cool sounding voices. But it was connecting someone, scattering light to someone and connecting them to Christ and calling something over their life. And you know that there's been times where you've heard someone's testimony. It's always someone coming along. Brother Nathan Romberg from out in Clintonville. Someone just came along, shook his hand when he was out in the world. And he said, "Don't let it get too late." That was all they said to him. "Brother, don't let it get too late." They knew he was coming back. But they said, "Don't let it get too late." That's all the thing they spoke over him and spoke to him. And he said, and that just stuck with him. And he says, "I need to get right with God." One little thing we can say, we don't know, but it's that proclaiming. I was, when we had, anyone could get up and say a little something about, you know, what we focus on this year. And I just kept hearing over and over again, just that proclaiming and declaring. And that testifying and that bursting forth, you know, in Isaiah 60, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come." That word "shine" means to birth forth the rays of the sun. And we have the sun in our hearts. And to rise, to be erect, to be vigilant. Where does God want me? Who can I be connecting with? And to burst forth and to call over others. What he wants to call, and to call over ourselves, to call over our family, to bless our family, to speak over our family. The best gift that my family or anyone could ever give me instead of a present would be to speak over me a blessing. Because that's life, that goes beyond the tangible things that we can give. And you can write it. I love it when people write blessings in cards, and I love that too, because it is speaking something over it, but there's the power, and there's the power of the spoken word that we call that again. And that because we again, Isaiah 58, as we bring this to a close, is how that it's that he calls us. First he calls us. And then he bids us to call what he desires, our desire. Maybe we could just write that down so we just don't forget how that he calls. Us. And then he calls us to call our, to call what he delights. Oops. Delights. A delight. So there's one and there's two. He calls us to call what he delights in, a delight. And then what's wonderful is that the next part he says is, and then he will cause. Because we can't cause by our just calling it. And honor. So he calls us, and then he calls us to call what he delights, a delight, and to honor him. And then not doing and doing. But then, and right? Because he says, not do this, but do what he wants. So it's obey, right? It's obedience again, and hearing and doing. That this is hard to write here. Not do our wants, but do his wants, and then he will cause. He will cause. I'm sorry, people online, I'm sure you can't read that. But how that, and then when it happens, that we see this in Isaiah 58 again. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. So then the desire will be there, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Does anybody ever heard what that means? Ride upon the high places of the earth? I remember it was Brother Blatte preached a sermon on this one. So good. Because it talks about the to be as the hind. To be as the and how that they would escape the temptation, or escape the jackals and the foxes that would come after them, or the wolves, and because God had given them the right kind of feet, that little hoof that could be better than any mountain climber, and you can watch it on whether it's National Geographic or whatever, but they can literally. They'll show them, getting away. They'll come off the plane where it's just a level playing field, where they can be killed and devoured, to now they can go up and just prance up and just climb way up high. And then they can be riding up on the highest places, just like a soaring eagle, away from all the harm, away from all that. And then it says, but the thing is, the only reason why they come down is to feed and to get water. That's the only time they come down. But in this, they don't even need to come down, because it says, I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Why does he say that again? For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I will call thee. I want you to call the Sabbath a delight, and to honor and to do. And then you will delight in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth.
what a wonderful thing in our lives that we can do. There's so much I could go on there. I mean, just even in the actual word for call in the Hebrew is so beautiful, and it means chosen. There's so many beautiful things in it. And that whenever God calls us, He says, "I'm choosing you. I'm picking you. I'm choosing you. You're my chosen." Like He says, "I called you by name. You are mine." He's saying, we can just write on there, "Mine," said God. Right? That's what he said. We're God's property. You know, many times Brother Ben said to the devil, "Hey, you take your hands off God's property. They're not your property." Is that we're His. He's called it over us. And there's just something so beautiful. So I hope and I pray that as you read your Bible and as you go about your day, that you just speak His word over your day to connect His power and His spirit in your day. And to look for those times where something's fixing to happen and where you're in prayer for someone and you're just saying, "Lord," like David said, "open my lips that I may show forth thy praise." And my prayer is, "Lord, open my lips that I may connect others to Christ, that I may to speak life, that I may open my lips to when I," just as Brother Brehm said, you know, that the bride will get to a place where if it isn't the Lord, they won't speak because they'll be so in control of that mouth gate that there's something that's so wonderful in that. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads tonight, musicians, if you want to come. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just are so thankful, Lord, that You called us, Lord, by name. Lord, You spoke over us, Lord, because You chose us, because You love us, because You want us, Lord. We were in Your mind, Lord, but that wasn't good enough, Lord. We were in Your heart, but that wasn't good enough. Lord, You spoke us, and then You called us. And then You called us to Yourself. Lord, and then You wanted us to do the same, Lord. Lord, we live in such an age, Lord, that's just pushing in, and Satan is trying to do his best to call things over us, to call things over others, Lord, to curse others, Lord, with humor, Lord, with so many things, Lord, that are divisive, Lord, that are maybe familial, Lord, from our past, Lord, and we could say, "Well, I'm not that kind of person to just be able to call something over someone, Lord." Praise God for that, because we want the person of Christ, who is that kind of person, to come through us and speak life to others, not just general, Lord, but specifically, Lord. Lord, to call, Lord, as You did Gideon, Lord, who those words echoed, Lord, and that anointing over him, Lord, was effective, Lord, delivering all of Israel, Lord, and for tearing down the groves, tearing down the evil altars, Lord, Lord, to restore, Lord, the whole nation, Father, and how that You call us, Lord, to be the repairer of the breach, Lord. Lord, and You repair us, Lord. And there's so much in that, Father, Lord. And You're calling us tonight, Lord. This isn't just a Bible study again. Lord, this is You calling us, Lord. Lord, we know what You've said, Lord. You said, "Have I not called You already? You're already mine. You're already overcomers. I've already spoken over you. Speak it, call it over yourself by the power of God and by the word that it's because He said it. We just say what He said. Lord, we just say tonight, how many here tonight could just say, "I'm an overcomer. I'm a mighty man of valor. I'm a mighty woman of valor through Christ." Dear Lord, if there's something, Lord, that's blocking us, Lord, from and then preventing us, Lord, and stopping us, Lord, from using this mouth gate, Lord, as a conduit, Father, to connect you to others and connect you, Lord, to our life, our circumstance, Lord, our need. Lord, would you take it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? If it's an evil spirit, Lord, that's followed us through our whole past, Lord, we just rebuke you, Satan. You take your hands off God's property in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to be free, Lord, to have our lips open, Lord, to declare your name, Lord, declare your character, Lord, your power, Lord, in our job, Lord, at our home, Lord, over our circumstances, Lord, over the conundrums, Lord, of each day, Lord. Help us, Lord. Quicken us, Father. Please, Lord God. We need you, Father. You're calling us, Lord. Help us, oh God, we pray. We thank you now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. I sing praises to the Lord. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Let's sing it again. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. With our heads bowed this evening, could we just all pray, each one of us, just out loud to the Lord tonight from your heart? I know I'm not trying to make you do anything. Could we just pray to the Lord and just speak over our issues, Lord, and thank him for what he is doing in our lives? Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for my family, Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord, in the hardships at work, Lord, that you're calling us, Lord, to call others, Lord. Oh, God, we want to declare your name, Lord, among the people, Lord, among the heathen, Lord. We want to call what you delight in our delight, Lord. Lord, we want to, Lord. Oh God, we want to let your word be fulfilled in us, Lord. We want to grow up in you, Lord Jesus. We want to be made alive, Father, more and more, Lord. We want to be grown up in all things, Father. We want to see you on display more, Lord, in our lives, Father. Lord, we call on you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are yours, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you call us, Lord, to yourself, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are alive and well, Lord, in us, Father, your people, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you, Lord, you're wonderful, Lord. You're working in our lives, Father. We are overcoming in Christ, Lord, by your power. Thank you, Father God. We bless and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praises to you. See.
praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Beautiful. Brother Branham says the sons of God are just many creators. And by the words that we speak, we create an atmosphere, and you create that getting us ready to speak worlds that we can. Yeah, isn't that what he said? Amen. Brother Ron, would you close in prayer, please? God bless you.